Love hearing from you on Instagram, on Facebook. You can call us as well, 877-310-4MSJ. And man, Murphy, I posted a picture of our front door.
Oh, did you? That sounds exciting.
With the address?
No, the address is at the bottom, okay. And I knew better. That would have made him so nervous. No, it just our front door, and show us yours, because I wanted to show off my spring wreath. Mm-hmm. I have this wreath that has all these colors on it, mm-hmm. and it says hello.
It's bright.
I love that wreath. And there's a lot of you sending us your front doors as well, and mm-hmm. it's so cute. I love seeing it, but everybody wants to know, so I want to address this right away. Like Shirley asked, did you make this? Janelle, hey, it's awesome. Did you make it? Jeffrey said, it looks like you made this, Jody. I did not make this. I wouldn't have the patience to make this.
Yeah.
Do you remember where I got that wreath, Murph?
I have no idea.
I won it at a raffle.
No,
years
I didn't
ago.
Remember that.
Yeah, a Halloween party mm-hmm. raffle. And I was like, I want that wreath so badly. And it's just held up really well. But another thing about it, it's all these little squiggly pieces of ribbon.
Yeah.
You know, somebody twisted them up and they look it looks like an explosion of color. And it's really beautiful. It would be expensive if you bought it.
Yeah. It also creates a little issue because right. a bird likes to land and nest in it.
Yeah. The little green circle right under the O in hello mm-hmm. last year was home to a little bird.
Yeah. It's probably going to happen again this year.
I know.
And I say unfortunately, I just don't like it because we've already got one living in one of the gutters right now.
I know.
And I'm not going to mess
excited.
With it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the excitement of spring. I love it when birds make nests all around the house. So what we should probably do is offer this baby bird or this mama bird another place.
Oh, yeah.
So I was thinking about putting some birdhouses out. What do you think about that, Murph?
Well, the dogs might unfortunately like
not
that.
Not in the front. Not high up enough. Anyway, oh my gosh, did you make this wreath? Love it. That's from Holly. I did not make it, but Carolyn says she decorates one and puts one up for every season, so her Easter wreath is out right now.
And Diane's got dropped one too. Mm-hmm. I think she's got the same issue as you. She says, beautiful. I wish I could put something on my door this time of year, but I can't because birds build nests in the wreaths.
Mm-hmm.
Then dive bomb you when you go out the door.
Ours don't dive bomb, but they tend to fly out. If you're opening the door, they fly away. Yeah. If you're trying to get in the
we
front door.
We could just go to the side door, though, Murph. You know, we really could.
I don't want to alter my life for birds.
Hey, in the spring, thank you. Reach out anytime.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today at 6:50. And coming up next, Sam has music news.
Got a great new movie soundtrack you're going to want to add to your collection.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Amy Winehouse's biopic is coming out on May the 17th.
Well, sometimes.
Right.
And we now have the soundtrack for the biopic comes out the same day, May 17th. But they've released the track listing for it.
Okay. Is it almost like a greatest hits?
It is. Uh-huh. But what's really cool about it, it's two CDs, two LPs, 18 mm-hmm. Amy songs on it.
Okay.
But it's also got a mix of her favorite artists and even some originals that were written mm-hmm. for the film. I mean, her favorite artists like the Shangri-Las, mm-hmm. Like Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington, even Willie Nelson.
That's life.
Yes.
That's pretty
what
cool,
all the
huh?
people say.
That is a cool idea for a soundtrack.
One of her longtime collaborators, Mark Ronson, said he's seen it, and he says it's worth it. It's really going to be done. It's done right.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
All right. Now, what would you do if Bob Dylan wrote you a song and sent it to you to record?
Well, I'm not a musician, so I don't know how to answer that.
You mean like now? He's 82 years old.
No, just in your career. Well, he did
it
back in the good old days to Huey Lewis from Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huey says he sent me a cassette and a lovely note saying that he liked the last record we did, and here's a song of mine for you to record.
Oh.
And Huey said he put it somewhere
and
lost it.
Oh, no.
Lost it.
Yeah,
Huey.
He doesn't have the note, doesn't have the cassette. Now, he says, technically, it's probably not lost because it's probably in his archives of thousands of tapes.
Mm. Sure.
But he said they never did get around to recording it, demoing it, or anything. It was just like, oh, wow, and then lost it.
Oh, wow.
You would think that that's something they would have really
worked on. Well, I mean, in the height of your success, and you're so busy and
touring.
Right.
Who
it
knows?
Gets stuck behind something.
And I know we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame coming up again this year. But did you know there was a Grammy Hall of Fame as well?
No.
It's their 50th year this year. And what they're going to do is what the Rock and Roll Hall does. They've never done this before with the red carpet and performances and all. So going in this year, we got Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Got Lauryn Hill. We got De La Soul. We also have Donna Summer going in this year.
Nice.
Charlie Pride. Hallelujah. Getting in there. Wanda Jackson and even the Doobie Brothers. And this year, just like the Rock Hall, these folks are going to get up and perform, and other people will perform. So
sweet to celebrate.
That'll be fun.
Jody's got your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
The name Aaron Taylor Johnson has floated around this week because he is apparently the number one person rumored to be the next James Bond. But he's being tight-lipped about it, as he should be if they're in negotiations.
Well, yeah, you don't want to blow it.
He's a British actor. He's been in some of the Marvel movies, but I just found out this week also he's in the upcoming Fall Guy movie.
Oh. Well, that kind of qualifies him, doesn't it? in a different way.
Okay. We need to keep it super profesh.
Profesh is my middle name.
The Fall Guy movie is based on the old TV show. Yeah. Cole Sievers, who's a Fall Guy, a stunt man in Hollywood. Right. Emily Blunt is in this movie. And, of course, Ryan Gosling is the actual Fall Guy. I don't know exactly what role Aaron Taylor Johnson has, but he's in it. So if you're looking forward to seeing him in action, you'll see him, because there's a ton of action in this movie.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really fun reboot.
Oh, have you seen the trailer, Murph?
No, I haven't.
Tons of action, tons of comedy. It's going to be fun and in theaters in April. I'll remind you, don't worry.
Everybody's crazy about Ryan right now.
I know, because he's so funny. He's he can't do any wrong yet. This is a lot for him to live up to in this movie. Anyway, Aaron Taylor Johnson, if we get the word that he will take over for Daniel Craig, he's 33 years old, by the way, so he has plenty of time to make a bunch of Bond movies.
Coming up next,
venting. Are you guilty of it? And does it actually make things better? We'll do that on the way. Does venting actually make you feel better? You want a quick guess?
I can't. It's a two-part answer. You know me.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah, it may make you feel better temporarily, but how you handle it may not be helpful to others around you.
Oh, such a good answer.
Is it?
It's not the answer exactly, but Sam?
Feels good to get it off your chest, but unless you do something about it, I guess it does nothing.
Oh, okay. Also a decent answer. Proud of you both.
Decent, huh?
Well, good answer.
That's great.
We both got it wrong is what it means.
No, not exactly. Venting to a friend or a partner about something that's aggravating you or your bad day actually doesn't do anything to reduce anger or rage or anything. And this is based on a bunch of studies about venting and anger. Not one. This is a bunch of combined. And it actually increases, wait for this, psychological arousal. It increases your heart rate, your blood pressure, muscle tension. It's almost like you speak it more into life.
Yeah.
I hate to hear that.
When you're venting, you get all wound up. Yeah. So, that does make sense.
It's counter to what we believe, because everybody says, talk about it. Get it off of your chest.
Well, talking about it and getting it off your chest is probably different than emoting it like that.
Right.
Physically emoting it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that is one thing that I've learned from the meditations and using the Calm app and all that, is you experience the feeling, you acknowledge the feeling. That doesn't mean venting. It just means you acknowledge it, you feel it, you allow yourself to feel it, and then you understand how you do or don't need to act on it.
Yeah.
But that's where we fall short typically, and it's a very human thing. You go straight from the feeling to the reaction instead of the spew. Right.
You and I have an interesting history with venting, Murph. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. You were really bad about that. I was really bad about that. We're working together, too.
Yeah. So, sometimes if there's venting going on, sometimes it's like, okay, I can't anymore. I can't absorb this anymore.
Yeah.
We would have those discussions years ago. You are better.
As spouses, you can't vent about work to your spouse if that's the problem.
Right, or if you don't want to bring that home.
Yeah.
So what
the only option I have is to look in the mirror and go, you're not going to believe what Jody did at work today.
No, tell me.
Well, here.
If you do want to feel better, calmer, they say deep breathing, meditation, yoga, or even counting to 10 is a better way to go.
Coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, yesterday there was a nationwide service disruption at the DMV. The computer systems went down. If you were next in line, it was, hey, come back tomorrow. The American Association...
It was like that sloth in Zootopia, huh?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators said that they accidentally got disconnected from the cloud. The word is, if you need to be there today and you were there yesterday, everything is back up and working again.
Uh-huh.
Number two, next month is the NFL draft. Everything seems to be about basketball right now, but let's talk NFL draft, because what's interesting is you can't get a hotel room in Detroit now in April, because that's where they're having the NFL draft.
Wow.
They say that if you want to get and be there, all the families, you have to get on a waiting list for a hotel room.
Wow.
And right now, hotel
room
prices are running between $500 and $600 a night because they're already all filled up.
I'll catch it on TV.
Correct. But if you're if it was your kid. Yeah. And number three, Buckingham Palace is hiring a communications assistant, one person, to no one's surprise with all this Kate Gates stuff.
They need a little help, huh?
Day-to-day media inquiries, that's what you would handle. Access to royal engagements.
Must be proficient in Photoshop.
Media advisory, social media updates. Oh, and by the way, you can't work remotely for this. You'd have to move to London.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Jody's top five entertainment stories of the week.
Brought to you by State Farm.
Number five.
Oprah Winfrey did her special on weight loss and shame, all of that, this week on ABC.
I took on the shame that the world gave to me. For 25 years, making fun of my weight was national sport.
She got very real about weight loss drugs and the weight loss revolution, the fact that she is taking something. She didn't name exactly what drug, but she also said that, you know, she hikes 3 to 5 miles a day and eats a healthy lifestyle, healthy diet.
Wow.
But there's so much to this. And it's like, you know, being obese, it's not a character flaw. And the reason I bring it up is because it's on Hulu now. It debuted on ABC, but it's on Hulu now with also an after the show part of her with the audience on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to dig into that?
Number four.
Disney Plus is giving us The Acolyte. It's in the Star Wars universe.
Beware, we must. A rising darkness.
Hey, that's Yoda.
No, it's not.
Okay, so this all happens. It's a series, a show coming to Disney Plus, set during the time of the High Republic era in the Star Wars timeline. Sam? Before the first movie. Okay, look for it on June 4th. We don't really understand why it's not on May the 4th.
Number three.
Netflix gave us The Quarterback last season.
This is about as close as they'll ever get to seeing what it's like to be a quarterback in this league.
Netflix teaming with the NFL, which is really cool. The NFL Films and with Omaha Productions and Peyton Manning. Well, now this summer we're getting one called Receiver that will follow receivers in the NFL. Davante Adams will be one. Justin Jefferson, Debo Samuel. It's an 8-episode series premiering this summer.
Number two.
House of the Dragon Season 2 also coming this summer to Max, and we got the trailer this week.
And no war so bloody as a war between dragons.
What? You have to watch this 2 minutes. It's beautiful, and you've never seen such incredible dragons. They're really, it's something to see at least.
Unless you don't care about it.
Okay, fine, in case you don't.
Number one.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire debuted at the box office for this weekend.
It's an unimaginable evil with the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
Maybe you recognize that voice. That's Dan Aykroyd, the original. Ernie Hudson, original. Bill Murray, original, coming back. Along with Paul Rudd, new Buster on the job. And even Finn Wolfhard. You know him from Stranger Things. This one is expected to make like $50 million in this, its first weekend.
Up next.
It's Grateful Friday. And tell us what you're grateful for. Little and big things. 877-310-4MSJ.
Grateful Friday just means we want to hear about your life. Little and big things going on that you're grateful for. 877-310-4MSJ. And if you miss us, if we're, you know, on the other line, you can always leave us a message.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Yay, it's Friday. This is Becky, and I am on my way to work this morning. And I wanted to call in and say I am 47 years old. And I am grateful, very, very, very grateful that I have had the same best friend for 42 of my 47 years.
Wow.
He and I, do as much as we can together still today and continue to be closer and closer and are more like sisters than anything else.
Yeah.
She's my family. Aside from blood, which your tribe can be something other than blood. So I am grateful for Ashley, my very best friend of 42 years. Hope you all have a fantastic Friday. Love your show. It makes me giggle on the way to work in the morning.
Yay.
It's a great way to start off the day.
Thank you for the voicemail,
Thank you.
Becky. You know,
some mad love thrown out there.
It's one thing. I have a lot of acquaintances that I still know and I'm in touch with from kindergarten, but no best friends like that.
Right.
That's
yeah.
really special.
That's as some would call a ride or die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's check another one.
I just wanted to say something about positivity in the morning. I work at a high school, and I look at it like this. Without those students, we wouldn't have a job. I'm grateful that those kids are there. I'm grateful that the teachers that are there are there. I am grateful for our administration and our staff. And every morning I try to put on a smile and show everybody what welcome looks like. Sometimes I'm the first person other than parents that kids see. So I want them to have a good day, so I smile for them. And that's, I hope, works. Thanks so much, and I appreciate what you guys do. Have a great day.
Thank you for that. A lot of lucky students to have you. Keep it coming. Grateful Friday, 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
We all know we're getting the Wicked movie Thanksgiving this year.
I'm not afraid. It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
First saw the trailer for this during the Super Bowl, and it looks crazy good. Wicked, the prequel story, starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. And here's what's up.
These
two women are incredible vocalists, and the director says, we're going to do the same thing they did for Les Mis with the singing, like Anne Hathaway. Live vocals. When they're filming, these actresses are not going to be relying on some track that they recorded in the studio.
Right.
They sang live while they were performing, and it was recorded that way. So live vocals, both of them agreed, Cynthia and Ariana, let's just do it live.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. So that's kind of cool. Look forward to that again. This movie in theaters this Thanksgiving, and it looks incredible if you've not seen the trailer. There's another one we're getting later this year that we just got a teaser trailer for. You have to also see Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Jenna Ortega, Winona's back, and you know who else is back.
The juice is loose.
Hey!
The trailer looks so good.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, watch Beetlejuice, the first one, with your kids, and then get ready for this one.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
More venting.
Well, what to do if someone is always venting to you? We were talking about venting earlier and the fact that it's been proven, many studies, 150 studies that came together on venting, and the findings being that basically it does not reduce anger or rage. It actually makes it worse. It increases your psychological arousal, if you will, increases your heart rate, blood pressure, muscle tension, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's so natural with people that you are comfortable with and safe with to vent to, isn't it? But the other part of that, and I mentioned this, Murphy, that you and I have sort of an interesting history with venting. And that is not a negative. It's just that we have, you know, that's come up in our marriage together. And we've talked about,
over 25 plus years.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other part of venting is that it has to land somewhere. It lands on someone.
Yeah.
So if you have someone that you're very comfortable with and safe with, a very close friend or your partner or whatever, and you vent to them a lot, that's what you become. You become known for it almost. And do you want to be known for that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not healthy for everybody around if it becomes a habit. Yeah. And it is so easy to do around the person who is your best friend in life or whatever, because you're
comfortable and safe.
Correct. You're uncensored. You're unfiltered. And but it's got to be a balance. It's like anything else. And I think there's a big difference between, you know, expressing something, because some things actually don't need to be verbally expressed.
Right.
You can think them and process them, and in your own mind, right, exactly, do it yourself or speak it or handle it in a number of different ways. But venting winds up getting, you know, your own personal physical body involved stress.
And also, how much of a sponge is that other person you're venting to?
Yeah, and how much does the what you just talked about, the psychological stuff affecting that person?
Right.
I mean, you're not doing yourself any good, and they're having to soak it all up. They're like, geez.
Right. And that's on them, though, to learn to not soak it up. There's so much to it psychologically, because you also have to, in life, learn what to observe and what to absorb.
Ooh.
Right? I sent Murphy a little meme on that the other day. Oh. Like, observe it doesn't mean you have to absorb it.
Right, exactly.
And the reason that speaks to me is because I have always been a sponge for other people's energy.
Right.
And I've had to work hard to put a bubble around myself.
A boundary.
That's a
boundary thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, this is something really to watch in business. Watch it unfold. The Justice Department is suing Apple over their products and the way they sync together. They think Apple's proprietary tech shuts out the competition by keeping them out of the Apple ecosystem, basically.
It does.
So, but it'd be crazy to watch, because Apple issued a statement, of course, saying this threatens who we are, the principles of our business, and what sets our products apart. In other words, we have every right to operate this way.
It's like Apple or anything else.
Yeah. It'll just be interesting to watch it unfold. Yeah. Number two, the Biden administration forgives another $6 billion in student debt. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
About 77,000 borrowers, the people who will be forgiven, teachers, it's service employees, public service, teachers, nurses, social workers, even firefighters. If you qualify for this, you will get an email from the White House, informing you that your debt has been forgiven. And number three, we know it's the start of March Madness. Women's March Madness starts today too. TNT, TBS, True TV, and CBS. Same as the men's tournament, 68 teams battling it out for the championship. Watch South Carolina, Iowa, of course, as favorites. But also betting is up, sports betting. And it's more than the Super Bowl on March Madness. More money, and a lot of it coming in for the women this year.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Guys, we got a gift delivered.
Is it food?
To the show. It's not food, but I really want to shout it out and thank Denise for sending it. And it came with a letter. You know, I love a personal...
a handwritten letter.
Well, this is not handwritten, it's typed, but
okay,
I'm still,
but it's on,
thank
yeah.
you for sitting down and typing and printing and mailing us something. And it was in a box.
Mm-hmm.
It's a book. And I'm going to read it to you. First, let me start. This is Dear Murphy, Sam, and Jody. First, let me start by telling you I love the show. I've been listening for several years. You make my hour commute enjoyable.
Thank you. That's a long commute to work.
However much an hour commute can be enjoyable is what she says. I love the banter between you. The different segments are fun and interesting. Thank you for a wonderful show. Second, a few weeks ago, Jody mentioned she was rereading the Harry Potter books, and I want to share that I usually revisit the series once a year.
Ooh.
I like being with old friends. Yes. Coincidentally, I came across these books on Facebook and was very impressed with the quality of the book. It has the written story, but it also has interactive pages, one being Harry's letter to Hogwarts, to include the book and supply list for the first years. Harry's letter from Hogwarts. The one he got, and he was like, he didn't know he was a wizard.
Is that like J.K. Rowling's doing, or somebody made up that letter?
No, that's in the book.
Oh, okay.
There's a letter that he reads that he gets from the owl.
Oh, gotcha.
When he's living in the closet. Remember?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
This letter goes on to say from
Denise.
Yeah,
sure.
The artwork on the other pages is beautiful and applicable to what is occurring in the story at that point in the book. As a person who loves the story, Jody, I thought you would appreciate this special edition of the first book. Thank you
that's
for
really
sharing
sweet.
Your day with us. Forever fan, Denise. Denise, thank you. Isn't that cool? It's called the Artwork Series. I'm sorry, Story Arts Series.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are other books that are done in these you know, printings,
yeah,
where it's not just the story, but the opportunity for a lot of art. And if you open it, it's like the ultimate sort of pop-up interactive book.
Yeah. I was wondering why it was kind of stuffed looking, but it does have pop-ups in it.
Yeah, it's not stuff that we've stuffed in it. It's got all kinds of cool things. So thank you so much. You did not have to send it. That is the best kind of gift, one that you're not expecting, mm-hmm, right? So thank you for that. I've always enjoyed the art,
yeah,
of Harry Potter, because when in the first books, it's only at the beginning of the of each chapter.
Right.
There's a picture that's drawn, and there are other Harry Potter books that are so illustrated that it just brings it to life on the page.
You're going to share that with Murphy?
If it would get him to ever read them, yes.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
And next, we'll get you up to date on Kate Gate Part 2. Is there anything more personal than your medical records?
That's pretty personal stuff. I mean, you wouldn't want them to become public. You don't want them sitting on a table here in the common area.
I mean, I'm asking because I feel like it's almost more personal than your relationships, your medical records. And the reason I bring it up is, of course, because of Kate Middleton this week and what we've learned, that there are three staffers being investigated at this London clinic where she had her abdominal surgery and where she stayed for such a long time. There are three people being investigated for trying to get access to her medical records.
Yeah. Wow.
And this is the clinic that's been synonymous with the royal. Well, you know, I got us dignitaries, all kinds of, you know, whatever, mm-hmm, super private people. And it's where King Charles has had his surgeries. It's the royal family's clinic.
Yeah.
And other people, obviously. So privacy has been their the name of the game. It's the kind of place that keeps out.
Well, I mean, not just that. I mean, I don't know what the laws are in Britain, but we've got HIPAA laws here in the U.S., you know, to protect your health info.
It's just this whole Kate thing has been crazy to me. She was out of the public eye for longer than she had ever been since marrying William because of the abdominal surgery. She gets back into it. And I know the world online, people think there's some kind of conspiracy going on, but she's a mom for the UK's Mother's Day, shared a picture instead of a royal photographer taking it. She was going to be more today and post one that William took of her and the kids.
Yeah.
She messed with it. She probably put a filter on it. I don't know what she did exactly. And now it's like everybody thinks there's something wonky going on. And it's not.
Well, it's weird how that created conspiracy theories. What's amazing to me is how the media publications latched onto that immediately, that they know a fake photo, an altered photo. Maybe AI helps them to find that.
Of course.
There was like a hand on one of the kids that was turned in one weird direction and stuff like that.
Is that weird? I just didn't.
We're not that, you know,
savvy.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw, oh, look, there's a picture.
The thing about the medical records, though, just so bothers me because it means somebody was trying to get them for some media outlet.
Oh, yeah.
To find out something super private, mm-hmm, that is her business only.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Optima Tax Relief.
Sam, you're going to be excited about this news.
What?
It's Peaky Blinders news.
That is God, and that are the Peaky Blinders. This is Spark Elwin and Small Heath. We're much, much closer to town.
That's Cillian right there.
Cillian Murphy, who
just won
an Academy Award for his work on Oppenheimer, is returning for a Peaky Blinders movie.
Oh!
There's a movie coming. He said he would definitely come back if it, you know, all worked out and the script looked great, and apparently it's happening.
Man, I hope they bring everybody back. That was awesome.
But him coming back
is
the biggest one.
Yeah.
No more info on when, but that's a hot thing for that show because he just won an Academy Award.
I'd love to see that in the theater.
It'll be in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a third and final Downton Abbey movie coming. I had forgotten about the Downton Abbey movies. To be honest with you, I watched most of the show.
Wait, series and movies?
Yes.
Oh.
Just like Peaky Blinders is about to be a movie.
Yeah.
So the series ended, and then there was a movie in 2019 and another movie in 2022.
Oh.
One of the stars, Imelda Staunton, says, yes, it's happening. Third and final. We don't know when, but they've started to call everybody back.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
We got some cookies to talk about here.
Okay.
Another Oreo flavor coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, I know they just dropped tiramisu and dirt cake on us, which, by the way, is delicious.
Dirt cake sounds delicious.
It's all chocolatey and yummy.
I want to try that. I'd like to try that. I do want to try the tiramisu one, though, just to
Murphy
see how
loves
legit
tiramisu.
It is.
Yeah, and the tiramisu ones are the thin ones, too.
Perfect.
The new flavor coming out. Get ready for this. Churro!
Oh, man.
All right. Big change, though. They're not going to use the chocolate or the golden cookie on this. They're using a special cookie. That's a new fried dough flavored cookie. And it's
different.
Got the churro inside, the cream, and it looks like it has like sugar sprinkles on the outside.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're so exploding. Their brand is so exploding. And a different flavor cookie is the first part of that.
That'll be hitting on Wednesday already. It's here. And Chips Ahoy, they've changed up the recipe. They want to make it more chippy. The chips will have a higher cocoa content. Mm-hmm. They'll be using Madagascar vanilla extract.
Mm.
Okay.
That means it's where it's from.
They said I know.
I'm just saying it's supposed to be higher.
I know there's Mexican vanilla, and I guess there's Madagascar.
Well, or maybe, you know, there's artificial vanilla also that's used in some things. Mm-hmm. Don't know if that's what they've used in their cookies, but I'm just saying.
Right.
It says it's going to be a smoother, tastier chocolate.
And, sounds good.
Just the right amount of chips. And they're also changing up the bag, too. So look for that.
Wow.
You guys like nuts, right?
Mm-hmm. I love nuts.
Planters.
I love almonds.
Well, good, because Planters has some new things they're putting out called Nut Duos.
Mm-hmm.
There's two different kinds of nuts, and they have different flavors on them.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa cashews paired with espresso hazelnuts.
Delish.
In the same pouch. Peppercorn pistachios with Parmesan cashews.
Say that fast.
And buffalo cashews and ranch almonds. They cancel each other out there, huh?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's interesting.
We buy the Blue Diamond almonds, the wasabi ones.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, those are good.
So good.
Can't handle those. Sorry. But that's my tender palate.
Tender palate.
Pepperidge Farm cinnamon swirl bread. You know how delicious that is?
Oh, yeah. We buy the...
You buy the regular cinnamon. I buy the cinnamon raisin.
We don't buy the raisin. Murphy's like, nah.
Well, maybe you will like the new variety. Lemon blueberry.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Wow, that's okay.
Yeah. That does sound
good. Together.
It's going to land on their permanent menu. They also apparently have French toast and brown sugar cinnamon. I haven't seen those.
I've seen it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.